Okay, let's get into today's daf. Ksubas daf lamid dalet, and we are on lamid gimel amid beis. We'll start by the two dots, a little more than halfway down. We just spent a daf discussing the two mishnayos, the Mishnah in Maseches Ksubas, our Mishnah, and the Mishnah in Maseches Makos. One saying that one is chayiv Knas, and one saying that one is Chayav Malkos. The question is, how do we put the two together in similar cases? Usually we assume that there's only one punishment per action. So we said maybe it's a Machlokes. That's what we discussed in the past couple of Dafim. Maybe it's a Machlokes Tanoim. When one has Mamon and Malkos, which one wins? And we had a Machlokes in terms of that and the various different sources related, and a lot of great tangential topics relating to the sources of Chovel B'Chaveiro and Edim Zomimin, and why one would say Malkus over Mis, Mamon over Malkus, Me'a Hanani Mishal Vazaria, and all the related issues. And now we get to a totally different answer. Says the Gemara again, two dots, Lame Gimel Amid Beis. Reish Lakish Amar, Hamani Rebbe Meirhi. Maybe to put the two Mishnayos together, the Mishnah in Ksubas and the Mishnah in Makos, it's all Rebbe Meir's opinion. Who says, the Amar Loke Umishalem, Rebbe Meir, who says that one can get Malkus and pay in the same case, meaning there is no Kimle there. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to. What our Mishnah in Eilat Aris is referring to the Mamon elements, and the Mishnah in Makos is referring to the Malkus elements. That's the answer to the steer. It's really one big Mishnah. Again, we'll see. Maybe this doesn't apply to all Mamon, but at least to Knas. At least to Knas here, a mayor says, Loke umashalim islay. Right? The Gemara quoted it earlier. Rabbi Meir Shita on the Lama Beis Mabez, Shaloshem Mevila de Makas, Mevila de Tashlumen. But that's the answer that Rish Lakish suggests. Ask the Gemara, Rebbe Meir, if our Mishnah reflects Rebbe Meir's opinion, afilu bitonami, then you should say, even in the case of bito. What's the case of bito? That's the Mishnah we'll have in a couple of days. The Mishnah that's a foil to the first Mishnah in the Perek, we had elu dvar, elu narish yesh lahem knas. And then on Lamed Vav Mabez, we have elu she'en lahem knas. The following people do not have a knas. One of them was ba'al bito. Why ba'al bito? Because that's chi of misa. And our Mishnah says Chiyav Misa, even though if you want to say the first Mishnah says Chiyav Kares does not create Kimlei, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Nachman ben Akana. Kares does not create Kimlei, but Misa's Bezdin does create Kimlei. It's only Misa and not Mamur. But 1 minute, if our Perek, if our Mishnayos are reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Meir says you get two punishments. Does Rabbi Meir reject the whole concept of Kimlei? We'll have to talk about that. That's two Pesukim and Chumash. What does he do with the Pesukim and Chumash? But the Gemara suggests now, if it's Rebbe Meir, afilu bitonami, that even by Bas we should say that there's a Chi of Misa and a Chi of Knas. Right? That's the Chiddush of Rebbe Meir, that Knas is not subject to Kimlei Bedrami Minei. V'chi Tema, and if you want to say Rebbe Meir, Loke umishalim islay, mace umishalim leslay. And if you want to say Rebbe Meir holds of loke umishalim and not mace umishalim, right, and therefore there's only the kimle of the misa and not the kimle of the malchus, but below, is that really true? From the following, we'll see he even holds it by misa. Again, we mentioned the last couple days ago the two sources in the Torah for kimle. Those two might reflect these. The difference between Misa and Mamon and Malkus and Mamon. Remember the case by in Parshas Mishpatim by the Dmei Vlados, that's a case of Misa and Mamon. The source in Kiseitse of Risha Achas, that's Malkus and Mamon. Rish Mishim Risha Achas Ata Machaivo, V'yata Machaivo Mishim Shtei Rishayos. Right? There might even be differences in terms of how to understand those limudim. Risha Achas sounds like it's a din in Bezdin. Bezdin can only implement one punishment, while the other source sounds like it's a din in the Maisa that one did. Right? So if one did a Maisa that creates a son to the woman, so then Lo Ye Anesh. Different Maisa, Kimle focused on Maisim, Kimle focused on Chiyuvim. Okay, back to the question. The Gemara says, shall we suggest that even Rabbi Meir would agree that you don't say Meis Umishalim? And that would answer, that's how he could be the author to the Mishnayos in our Perek. But is that really true? Velo, Vatanya, but we learned in the following Brisa, which we're going to get into deeply, Ganav Vitavach Mishavis. If somebody steals, and then it's Toveach. on Shabbos. We know the halacha from Parshas Mishpatim, if somebody steals a shor or a seh, and then either shechs it or sells it, when it's chayev, not only double, which is usually chayev for ganav, but dalet v'hei, chayev 4 and 5. Tavach. So what happens if somebody, and that's a knas, right? After anything that you pay more than what it is worth, or less than what it is worth, in the case of chatzi nezek possibly, or anything arbitrary, so then one would be chayv a knas. So what if one was goneav and toveach on Shabbos, meaning tvich on Shabbos is an isidaraisa. Ticha shchita, one of the lamed tes malachas, that is aser midaraisa. One is chayv misa for that. So gadav etavach b'shabes, gadav etavach la'avodas kochavim, or somebody shechs to avodah zara, another iser daraisa, which one is chayv misa for, or gonav shor haniskal utvacho, or if somebody steals a shor haniskal, a shor, an ox that killed another person, killed a person, and is now chayv misa for that act. We'll see what the chiddush is related to shor haniskal utavacho, and then one shechs it. So then mishalein tashlumei dalet v'hei divrei Rabbi Meir. In all these cases, the Meir says that you're chayev 4 and 5. V'chachamim poter, v'chachamim zeh poter. What's the case here? Meir says you're chayev. So the simple understanding is that somebody shechted on Shabbos, and he's chayev misa, and he's chayev mamon. Question mark. So you see from that brisa that Rabbi Meir rejects Kimle b'drami rinei, by knasos, even by misa and knas, not only by malchus and knas. So we're stuck. We want to suggest that Rabbi Meir is the author of both the Mishnah in Malchus and the Mishnah in Ksubis, but the Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav, which is the next Mishnah, right, it would be hard to say that Rabbi Meir is Daf Chavtes and Rabbi Meir is not Daf Lamed Vav. It's one Mishnah right after another one. So we're back to the question. You see from here that Rabbi Meir agrees that by misa and mamon, one would also be chayev. So the Gemara says, Ha'itmar Allah, Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, V'yamrila, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amr Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Avin, V'Rabbi La, V'kol Chaburta, Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, L'maisa Rabbi Yochanan says, but there are different ways of who said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Amri B'toveach Al Yedei Acher. The case of the Brisa, where a mayor says, you're chayev 4 and 5, is where someone else shechted it. The person who's chayev the kras didn't shecht it. The other person shechted it, so the shliach is chayev misa for Shabbos, and the mishaleach is the one that is chayev the 4 and the 5. Right, that is the Gemara's answer. Says the Gemara, v'chizech chote v'zem is chayev. But how does that work? How could one person sin and one person be chayev? Meaning, why should the mishaleach, the sender, be chayev dalet v'hei? Right, he didn't do the shechting. He stole. So fine, he stole. Should he be chayev kefel? But why should he be chayev then 4 and 5? Chizeh chote v'zem is chayev. Right, how does that work? And Rashi, the Gemara, our Gemara doesn't quote that lashon, but Rashi here quotes the lashon from the Gemara in the second paragraph of Kiddushin. Last three skinny lines. V'chi shliach chote v'sholeach mischayev knas darba v'chamisha v'kayim olam b'kiddushin ein shliach l'dvar avera. Major topic. We're going to have 3 or 4 major topics. Classic Ksubas Daf today. Right? The Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And therefore, what does that mean? I can't make a Shliach to do an Avera. And if somebody does the Avera, if I make him a Shliach, then he gets the Avera, not me. I can make a Shliach to do a lot of things. To get married, to sell something, to buy something, to maybe be Mafrish Truma, right? To sell my Chametz. I can make a Shliach for many things. But I can't make a Shliach for an Avera. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. It doesn't work. The shliach gets the aver, not the mishaleach. So ask the Gemara, how does this work here? Tzvichu mechira. He's the one that shechts, so it should be the mishaleach that gets the, that should not get any avera. That is the question of the Gemara, so how does it work? Before we get to the answer, ein shliach l'dvar avera, obviously is a major topic. There are 3 ideas behind that in the Mefarshim. Exactly, what is the background? What is the svara for that? With many nafkaminas. Why do you say ein shliach l'dvar avera? Why can't you? There's a concept called shlichus, learned that from Sukkim. So why can't you be a shliach to do an avera? So 3 ideas. Number 1, the sma. The Sman Choshe Mishman Kuf Pei Bei says that the Mishaleach Kitzei, well, I thought he wasn't going to listen to me. I thought he wouldn't do it. That's why the Mishaleach doesn't get the Avera, because he didn't think that really it would be done. That's the lashon of the sma. The divrei harav, divrei atalma, divrei mishomin. Right, the lashon that's quoted in some gemaras. Right, if you have to listen to Hashem or listen to a person, who do you listen to? So v'yachal mishalech lomar savarti shelo yishmali la'asoso l'kach. So the mishalech is not chayiv because he did not think it would really be done. Answer number upshot number one. If you say that, though, let's think of an afkamina. What if the shliach is shogeg? The shliach doesn't even know that he's doing an avera. The Gemara talks about the isra of me'ila, right? I give you something, and you don't even know it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and you use it. So are you going to say, ein shliach is avera there? Well, there you don't have this title. Well, I didn't think you would use it. Of course I would think you would use it. You didn't even know it's an avera. So there, that svara wouldn't apply in that case. Right, in the case of where the shaliach is shogeg. Well, that's number one. Again, the misma and the mishaleach could say, I didn't think the shaliach would do it. The second lashon is that, well, why is the shaliach chayiv and not the mishaleach? Because the shaliach is actually the one that did the avera. Don't focus on the mishaleach. Don't focus on why the mishaleach isn't chayiv. Focus on why the shaliach is chayiv. The mishaleach isn't chayiv. Approach number one was because he didn't think the shaliach would do it. Approach number two is, well, the shaliach did the avera. So the shliach did the avera, so the shliach is going to get faulted for the avera. That's what Tosas Pashta says in a few places there in Kiddushin. You can't fault somebody who didn't do the actual avera. Number two. But then you have a third idea, which is expanded upon by Achronim, but the roots of it are already in Rishonim, and that is shlichus, and we discussed this already a little bit in Yevamos. Shlichus is a chiddush, not a chiddush, just like it's a halachic institution that the Torah creates and says somebody could do something on your behalf. But not everything is transferable. There are some things that you can't transfer. You're not a bialim to transfer. For example, let's say I'm tired. I can't ask somebody to put tefillin for me. You put on tefillin today for me. I'm too tired to get out of bed. So obviously we know that's a joke. We know, of course, you can't do that. Why not? Why can I make somebody to build a sukkah for me, and I can't ask somebody to put on tefillin for me? Because tefillin is a mitzvah shebegufo. Tefillin is something that I need to have on me. And that's not transferable. I'm not a bialim on a mitzvah shebegufo. Right, the language of the Tosfos Rid in one place. I can't transfer tefillin. I can't say eat matzah for me. Because it's a mitzvah, I have a stomachache. I can't do it. So you eat two kezesim. Can't do it for me. Of course not. Because it's a mitzvah shebegufo, it's not transferable. It's one example of something that you can't do through a shliach. Or, we discussed back in Yevamos, the differences between chalitza and kiddushin. Chalitza is efshar ayde shliach. Why? Why can't you do chalitza through a shliach? Because again, certain halachic actions are not transferable. They're not subject to shlichus. You might say one's focused on an action, one's focused on a result, a maisa, totzah. There might be svaris for this, but it's a reality. There's a famous shita of the shach, right? We don't paskin like the shach generally. The shach says that a father, if he is a moel, let's say, has to do the bris milah himself to his son. He can't make a shliach. Why can't he make a shliach? So the shach has a limud. The shach assumes this is like a mitzvah shebegufo. So the minhag ha'olam is that you make a shliach, and even if there's a moel, even if the father is a moel, knows how to do, he could do it, right? There's no chiyuv to know how to do it. Just make a shliach. But again, that's another example. He would hold it a mitzvah shebegufo. Why? Because it's not transferable. It's not nitan l'shlichus. So maybe one can say the same thing by averos. You're not a bialim on averos. You have no right to do an avera bichlal. So you can't make somebody else do an. You're not a bialim. So if somebody does an avera, that's his avera. We get punished for averas, but I'm not a bialim to tell somebody else to do an avera. That's the language of the shita lo no de la mi, one of the anonymous we showed him in the second berak of kiddushin. De batla toras shlichus bidvar avera. Shlichus doesn't exist when it comes to averas. Again, this is a crucial discussion. That svara, again, all three svaras. Do you say in shlich dvar avera by an avera durabanan? Machlokas achronim. Right, that could be. So if you say, I didn't think he would do it, so Pashas, you don't think he would do an Issa Durabanan either. Right, or it's his fault. But if you say it's not subject to Shlichus, so maybe if you find the Shita out there that says, Yesh Shlich Ledvar Avera by an Issa Durabanan, so maybe it's based on this third idea, that it's only Mufka from Shlichus by Averis Daraisa, not Averis Durabanan. Or another great case discussed at the beginning of Bab Metzia. Right, what happens if it's an avera for you and not for me? Right? Let's say I am a Yisrael, and I send you to make a shliach, go marry this grusha for me. Right? So then, but the shliach himself is not allowed to marry this grusha, because he's a kohen, let's say. Or let's say the mishaleach is a kohen, and the shliach is a Yisrael. Right, what about both cases? So again, if it's an aveir for one of them, not for the other one. So is that transferable? Again, also an exciting topic relating to shlichas that are aveir. But that's the Gemara's question here. The Gemara says, how could we suggest that the case that the Brisa, in the Brisa, that Rabbi Meir holds, that the Mishaleach, or the Sholeach, as he's called in the Rishonim, we'll call him the Mishaleach. The Mishaleach is Chayah 4 and 5 for the Shliach Shechting. What do you mean? Shliach Dvar Aveira. So why does that work? So the Gemara answers, Exception to the rule. There are, here the Gemara only quotes one, but the Gemara elsewhere quotes three altogether. Three exceptions where we say based on a pasuk, Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira. Right? That's a Chiddush. Says the Gemara, back to the Gemara, Amar Rava the Amar Achmana Utzvacho O Mecharo. We compare the shechting of the animal that I stole and the selling of the animal that I stole. Ma Mechira Ayidei Acher. Just like my selling it, vadai, entails someone else. After all, you can't sell something without somebody else involved. You can't sell it to yourself. So ma mechira aide acher, just like mechira needs somebody there, af tvicha aide acher, so too tvicha can be done with someone else. Ma mechira aide acher, af tvicha aide acher. The Ritvi even emphasizes, and even if you want to say the kone is the ikar player, aide acher, right, in a mechira, but still, you know, it's still considered your action of selling, even though the kone might be ikar. That's an interesting question. In a sale, is there one person that is halachically more active than the other person? More important? The seller, the buyer, right, is there, but that's the language of some Rishonim here. That's the chiddush. Even though mechira, the ikar is someone else, but still I get the aveira. So, aftvicha de acher. One source. Dever bishmal tana. O, Larabos is a shliach. That word O, tvacha O mecharo, includes shliach. The Mechizki Atana, tachas, Larabos is a shliach. Okay, all different deos. What exactly is the source? But what's clear is, tvicha mechira is an exception to the rule. And the other major discussion to have in Shlichot Zvar Avera is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam has a very difficult Shita, and he knows it's difficult. He's obviously saying something here that needs to be answered. The Rambam says in Hilchos Me'ila, the Rambam says that there is Perek Zayin, that Me'ila is one of the examples given in the second parak of Kiddushin, that Yesh Shlichot Zvar Avera, it's one of the exceptions to the rule. Me'ila, Tficho Mechira, and Shlichus Yad. If I have an item that I'm supposed to be guarding and I use it illegally, those are the three examples based on Psukim, the Gemara quotes for Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira. Tvicha Mechira, Shlichus Yad, and Mi'ila. Says the Rambam, as we all know, there's only one exception to Shlichus Dvar Aveira, and that, of course, is Mi'ila. That's the Rambam. In the whole Torah, we only have one exception to the rule, and asks the veil to ask everyone in the Rambam. There are three exceptions. The Gemara says there are three exceptions. And the Rambam says, in Hilchos Mi'ila, there's one exception. So what do you do by those other two cases? How does the Rambam argue in Mefarish Gemara? So that's the Rambam I'm talking about. And he doesn't argue on it halachically. Elsewhere, the Rambam quotes. But he has this statement in Hilchas Me'ila, in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, that the only exception to the rule, to the only place where we say Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira, is by Me'ila. So all the Achronim try to figure out what he's talking about. So the Maharit, the Ksos made this Maharit famous in the Sugya of Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira. The Ksos in Simin Reish Sadi Beis quotes the Maharit, who suggests that Lamaisa, the Rambam agrees, obviously. Why does he say, though, that Me'ila is the only true example of Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira? Because, says the Rambam, says the Maharit for the Rambam, by Gneva, by Tvicha Mechira and Shlichus Yad, there's a larger definition of what the Aveira is. Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira means there's an Aveira, and you're doing the Aveira, and I'm getting punished for it. That pure type of case is only by Me'ila. But Tvicha Mechira, you know what the Aveira by Tvicha Mechira is? The Aveira Tvicha Mechira is to be nehene from this animal beyond the stealing act. So being nehene can be done by me or done by the shliach. But that's called my Aveira. What shlichus of Aveira? Your Aveira, and I'm getting punished for it. But here, if I ask you to shech for me and you shech for me, that's not called your Aveira. That's called my Aveira. Or by Shlichus Yad, I use something that I'm not allowed to use. whether I use it myself or whether I have you use it, the iser is being negligent regarding the item that I'm supposed to watch. And whether I'm negligent personally or I'm negligent through somebody else, that's my avera. So lamaisa, there's no issue here. But it's just that the Rambam holds, says the Maharib, those aren't true cases of yesh shliach l'dvar avera, because those are called my averos. Those aren't called your avera that I'm getting punished for. So that's a chiddush in the Rambam, but we'll leave it at that. Okay, I'm sorry here, we're not even on the daf yet, but it's just every line here is jam-packed. Okay, we continue. Maskavla Marzutra, four lines from the bottom. Mika Midi, 1 minute. So what are we talking, what did we just say? We said that Rabbi Meir holds Misa Umishalim. Misa Umishalim. Right, what about that case? That's a case where somebody else is Chaya Misa. Right, the Shalech is Chaya Misa. I don't get the Aveir of Chil Shabbos. I just get the Aveir of Ticha Mechira, and I'm Chayav Dal Behe. Says the Gemara, Masel Amar Zutra, Mika Midi, where do you ever have a case? De'ilu Avad Ihulo Mechayev. If this Mishaleach would have done the Shechting, he wouldn't be Chayev. Right? He'd be Pater from the Dal Behe. V'Avad Shliach Mechayev. And here, the Shliach is doing it, and now the Mishaleach is Chayev. Do you ever have such a case? If somebody else does the Aveira, I'm Chayev. If I would do the Aveira, I'm Pater. So why does that make sense? Answers the Gemara, no, wait a minute. Iyu la mishum de lo mechayev. No, if you would do it, it's not because you're not. It's not because that you wouldn't be chayev. El mishum de kimle b'deramavinei. It's just that you'd be chayev misa, and that's why you'd be putter. Very difficult to know what was the havamina. Of course, the Gemara says, of course you're chayev. You just did something worse, so you're not going to be punished for it. But it's still on your record. So what was the havamina? So maybe it relates to what Tosfos says here on the bottom. We discussed this a couple of days ago. Another major kimle b'drama mine point. And that is, when a person is chayiv misa and mamon, so they don't get the mamon, are they chayiv mamon, but they just don't have to pay? Or are they not chayiv mamon at all? So we're going to have, by the Shem, on tomorrow's daf, the sheet of Tana de Bechizkia, that kimle applies even if I did the act b'shogeg. Chayiv misa shogeg, so I'm not going to get punished. So Tosfos says right here, Tosfos in Lav, Afal gav dehacha afilu las esidei shamayim eino chayev. In our case, Tosfos is mechalik between knas and mamon. Tosfos says, if kimle applies to a case of mamon, like the case we had before, you shoot an arrow and you rip somebody's clothing. You know what Tosfos says? Really, fundamentally, you are chayev, even though it's kimle. You're chayev las esidei shamayim. And therefore, even if you wouldn't be killed, you should pay. Chayiv lasi yishmaim. Tosfos, you say that by mamon, you don't say that by knasos. By knasos, by a fines, Tosfos says, if Besa doesn't say you're chayiv, you're not chayiv. It's a chilek, fundamental chilek, important both for the kimle sugya and for the knasos sugya. Right, we know, knasos, right, the do not, according to most, not all, but according to most, the achiv knas does not exist until Besa says I'm chayiv. Achiyav mamon flows from the act. If I borrow money from you, so I owe you the money. Bezin doesn't have to say a word. I owe you money because I borrowed money from you. The chiyav flows from the action. But let's say I steal. I steal something. So am I chayav kefil yet? Before Edom come? No. What's the biggest raya? If I run to Bezin and admit that I stole, modi b'knas, potter. So why is that? So the simplest interpretation is because the chiyav knas only exists when Bezin says you are chayav. You can't be mechayev a knas based on your own admission because it doesn't exist yet. And once you admitted it, so then Bezin can't be mechayev it. So that's what Tosfos is based on here. Tosfos says that when it comes to a knas, if Bezin is never mechayev the knas, so then there's never a chiyev by kimle. That's the first line of Tosfos. Right, skip down. The dafka b'mamon uta amarava. He quotes a case of Esnam, which we're not going to get into now. Aval knas lo mechayev LLP Bezin. So that's an important Tosfos, again, both for Kimle B'Dravamine purposes and for Knas versus Mamo purposes. But that's what the Gemara here says. Don't think he's not Chayiv. It's just because of Kimle. And Tosfos is just adding, that doesn't mean that he is really Chayiv. It just means that it's pottered. Viter. So 1 second, if this case in the Brisa is really a case where somebody else shechted, so my time I owe Durabana and Depatri. So why did the Rabbanan say potter then? We thought the Rabbanan say pater because of Kimle, but now the case is where Shliach shechts and the Mishaleach is Chayev Dalad Vehei, so why don't the Rabbanan agree to that? Answers the Gemara, Man Chachamim Rabbi Shimon Hi. Another factor, who are the Chachamim in this case? Is Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, Rabbi Shimon holds elsewhere.
Shechita she'ein re'uya lo shma shechita. A shechita that does not create a heter to eat is not halachically called a shechita for certain halachos. So there are many halachos of shechita besides shechting to eat. There is something called, you're not allowed to shecht a mother and an offspring on the same day. Oso vespino. You're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. You're not allowed to shecht to avodah zara. Many halachas of shechita. So Rabbi Shimon shechita is wherever you need shechita, if it's not a shechita that is halachically valid, it's not called a shechita. Shechita sheina ru'uya, lo shma shechita. So that's what's going on here. So you're not chayav dal vehei, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you shecht on Shabbos. Because it is going to be, it's not a valid shechita. So the Gemara says, why not? Ha teinach. There are three cases in the Brisa. So two out of three are okay. I understand why it's called a shechita she'eina ru'uya. And that's why the Rabbanit say, you're putter. You know why you're putter? Not because of Kimlei, but because there wasn't a shechita done. And that's why nobody's chayef. Not the shliach, and not the mishaleach. That's our interpretation now. So ha teinach avodas kochavim. I understand by avodas zara that you are going to be putter. In this case, v'shar ha'niskal, and I understand why shar ha'niskal you're going to be patur, because in those cases, it is a case of shechita she'ena re'uya. Right? If you shech something to avodah zara, it's aser. The Rishonim, not here, Rashi, in Maseches Baba Kama, and Daf Ayin Aleph, says, this must be according to the opinion, adam oser davar she'eno shelo. Remember, we had the principle, ein adam oser davar she'eno shelo. So I stole your animal, and I shech it to avodah zara. So I asered it. What do you mean? Why could I answer it? It's your animal. Ein adam oser davar she'eno shelo. So Rashi says, it's referring to the shita of adam oser davar she'eno shelo. That is Rashi. Or Tosva says, maybe adam oser davar she'eno shelo l'kulei alma if you do an action. So here you did an action, you did a physical act. Kisha osa maisa. So even if you hold, usually, ein adam oser davar she'eno shelo, maybe if you did a physical act to the item, it would be able to aser. So that's regarding avodah zara. So fine, avodah zara, I understand that it's a shechita she'eno re'uya. Shor haniskal, I also understand. Why? Because a shor haniskal is aser bahana'a. If it's aser bahana'a, then your shechita is not doing anything. When is a shor haniskal aser bahana'a? So Rov Rishonim say, right when it's declared to be a Shor HaNiskal, Gemar Din. Gemar Din makes a Shor HaNiskal, Aser Bahana. There is a Shita, one should just be aware of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam in 10 places in Shas, Tosas, Kosas, Rabbeinu Tam. One of the places was, on yesterday's daf, on the bottom, right, the last line of Tosas Ganav, Tosas, Kosas, Rabbeinu Tam. Lu Rabbeinu Tam, Sha'omer, She'ein, Shor HaNiskal, Ne'asar Mechayim. Rabbeinu Tam says a Shor HaNiskal only becomes Aser Bahana after it's dead. It's not Aser Bahana, so it's difficult to fit into Rabbeinu Tam to a bunch of different Gemaras. Like this one is a little more difficult. Why is it a Shechita She'eino Re'uya? The animal is Mutter Bahana, as you shecht it. But the answer is, the second that it dies, it's not. So you just gotta fit that in, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Aser Bahana right when it dies. So again, the Gemara says, for Avodah Zara and Shor HaNiskal, I understand why it's a Shechita She'eino Re'uya. Ela shchitas Shabbos shchita ru'uyi. But 1 minute, we discussed this a couple of days ago, this Mishnah. But if you shecht on Shabbos, you're right, it's a malacha d'oraisa, but it's a shchita ru'uya. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says in Chulin, ha'shochet b'Shabbos u'b'yom ha'kippurim. Im shavadi shechts on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Af al pi she'mischai b'nafsho, even though they're chai misa, shchita sokshera. Boom! So shechting on Shabbos is okay. I mean, it's not okay. It's aser daraisa, but the item is not aser bahana, so it's a shechita re'uya. Answer: Savalak Rabbi Yochanan Asandlar. Maybe our brisa holds like Rabbi Yochanan Asandlar, who argues with that, who says that if you do a malacha on Shabbos, it's aser daraisa. And this is now the famous discussion of Maisa Shabbos. In certain cases, if a malacha is done for a Jew on Shabbos, it is aser for that Jew to benefit from that act. So let's see, Detanya, and this is a very halachah l'maisa. There's something to talk about by the Mishnah Chulin also, but let's first finish this line. Detanya, Hamavashal b'Shabbos, if somebody cooks something on Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch says, or any other malacha. Mevashal is the example given, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch discusses these halachas in Shin Yud Ches, in Hilchas Bishul, but the Ramah says, or any malacha, Hamavashal b'Shabbos, b'shogeg yochal. If he did it on shogeg, if he did it b'shogeg, then the first opinion is, he could even partake of that on Shabbos. It was b'shogeg. B'mezid lo yochal, and b'mezid, he cannot ever eat from this item, but others can. Did Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda, and we pass on like Machlokes Rishonim, but Rov Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Bishogeg Yochel Motzi Shabbos. Bishogeg, even he could eat it, but not today. Got to wait till after Shabbos. Bishogeg Yochel Motzi Shabbos. Bemezid Lo Yochel Olamis. Bemezid, he cannot eat it ever, ever. Right, even after Shabbos, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan sans lo omer b'shogeg yochel amotzi Shabbos la'achirim v'lo lo b'shogeg, even just b'shogeg, this person can never eat it. That's our case, right? That it's that by Shabbos it's totally asur b'hana. B'meizid lo yochel alamis lo lo v'lo la'achirim, and if he did it b'meizid, nobody could ever eat it. So three different days in the Tanoim are regarding the concept of Maisa Shabbos. So we're suggesting that this our brisa that we're saying is Rabbi Shimon Shchida Shein Ruya is holding Rabbi Yochanan Sando that has the most chomer shita about Maisa Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch quotes these halachas in Shin Yud Ches. The Prima Gadim has an important comment there that the Mishnah Berurah quotes as well, and that is all Maisa Shabbos. When we say it comes up sometimes, let's say you're really not sure about how somebody cooked their food, or that we might say Maisa Shabbos even by Yisurid Rabbanan in certain contexts. By Shia, by Achzara, there's a beautiful summary of these laws. If you look in the new Shemir Shabbos that came out 2 years ago, the new the Madura Chadasha, in the beginning, he has 10 pages relating to Maisa Shabbos, Daraisa, Darabanan, Bishogig, Bemezid, all the different permutations. But there's a Prima Gadim one always has to remember. The Prima Gadim says, if there is an authoritative Shita out there that says that something is Mutter, even if Rov HaOlam don't paskin that way, but if it has to be authoritative Shita. Can't be a non-authoritative shita. But if it's an authoritative shita out there, it is a major posik that says something is mutter, even if the minhag olam is against that, that's not called Maisa Shabbos. And at least b'di'eved, one can eat the food. That's the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes at the beginning of Shin Yud Ches. Kol sheyesh safek plukta bazeh, yavi b'chal bishul olam, o b'shar malachas, ein laser b'di'eved, t'kol ha'iser hazeh urak midrabanan sheknasu v'sfegel rabanan l'kula. At least by, I'm sorry, I should take it back. At least by Yisurei Drabanan. At least by Yisurei Drabanan. That's how the. I forgot to look up the Prima Gadim inside, but the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, he says it by Yisurei Drabanan. I don't remember what he says by Daraisas, but at least by Drabanans, that's what the Prima Gadim says. There is one malacha that might not be subject to Maisa Shabbos, and that's quoted in the Rashba. The Chayyadim quotes it, but he doesn't quote any Rishonim. Maybe he didn't see the Rashba. But the Rashba in Shabbos says, Maisa Shabbos might not apply to the Malacha of Hotza'ah. If I carry something from one place to another place, through the public Rishus, without an Erev, so the Rashba says, because you didn't really change the item, you just moved the item, so Maisa Shabbos does not apply. Right? This goes on the list of a sugi we discussed at length in Masechah Shabbos, and that's called Hotza'ah Milacha Geru'ah. What Tosus quotes on Daf Beis in Shabbos, Hotzah is an inferior type of malacha, because you have accomplished something, but you didn't change anything. It's not like cleaning, cooking, skinning. Right? Most malachas, you do something to an item. Hotzah, I didn't do anything. It was over here, and now it's over here. Right? So that has certain halachic nafkaminas, Hotzah malacha gerua. That's why you have to have Befer Shapasik and Chumash to Aseret. And one of the nafkaminas is the Rashba in Shabbos, and also the Chayyadim, that Maisa Shabbos might not apply to the Malacha of Hotzah. Are there any other Malachas like that? So the Rishonim don't mention any. The Achronim do. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, his yard site is this week. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Tseda, trapping. I didn't do anything to the animal. The animal was free, and now it has a net over it. I didn't change the animal in any way, or did I? Maybe an animal that's nitzod is a different chefza of an animal. Difficult to say, but Tseda also might be a type of Malacha Geruah. Okay, weiter. So my time with Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, what's the basis, what's the source for Maisa Shabbos? K'dedarish Rabbi Chia, apischa de benesia, as the following drasha. Ushmartem es haShabbos, ki kodesh yilachem. Yesterday's parsha. Keep Shabbos, ki kodesh yilachem. Ma kodesh asur ba'achila, af Maisa Shabbos asurin ba'achila. Just like we compare Shabbos to kodesh, kodesh meaning kachim. Just like kachim is asur to eat, so af Maisa Shabbos is asur to eat. Right, that's his source. Ima kodesh asur ba'ano, af Maisa Shabbos asur ba'ano. Go all the way. Say Maisa Shabbos is not only asur to eat, but asur to get benefit from. Tamalomar lachem, shalachem yehei. It's got to be yours, but not yours. So you can get benefit from it, but you can't eat it. Yochel afilo b'shogeg. You might think this applies even b'shogeg. Tamalomar mechalaleha. Most you must. B'mezen amarti lecha v'lo b'shogeg. So the only b'mezen not b'shogeg is there a kaza b'maisa Shabbos. Period. Pligi baravacha v'ravina. Chadamer maisa Shabbos daraisa. V'chadamer d'rabanan. Machlokes daraisa d'rabanan. Man da'amar da'oraisa ki da'amran. The one who says daraisa, exactly what we just said. We just had a drasha. We just had a pasuk. Maisa Shabbos is also daraisa. Man da omar dirabanan. And by the way, we didn't even get into the sugya of a non-Jew doing malacha for me on Shabbos. Right? That is not quoted here in the Gemara. Here it's talking about Jews. Non-Jews is going to be a little more mako, but we're going to have the concept there, which is not quoted here, of Bechdei Sheyasu, about waiting a certain amount of time after Shabbos for something to have been done. So that is a concept that applies, according to most, by a non-Jew doing malacha, and not by a Jew, but that's also a concept of Maisa Shabbos that I want us to be aware of without getting into the details now. So, Ma Dara Daraisa Kedamran. The one who says Daraisa, fine. Ma Dara Drabanan. According to the one who says this is all Drabanan. So, it sounds like Daraisa. So why is it only Drabanan? Amakra Kodesh He. He Kodesh, Vein Maaseh Kodesh. He. It. Shabbos is Kodesh, but the results of malachas done on Shabbos are not Kodesh. That's the diuk. Period. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we came up with a basis for the brisa. Again, what was the whole brisa that we started this whole discussion with? A brisa, Yishecht on Shabbos, Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So we just said the Chachamim Shita is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Shchita Sheneru Yaloshma Shchita, and that's why you're pater for Tvicha Mechira, because it wasn't a Tvicha. It wasn't a proper Tvicha. Nothing to do with Kim Levidram Aminei. But just that, it was not a proper Tvicha. So says the Gemara, Ulaman da Amr Dirabanan. So this whole answer works if you hold Maisa Shabbos is Doraisa. So it's a Shechita Sheina Re'uya Doraisa. But if you say Maisa Shabbos is only Dirabanan, my time I Dirabanan da Patri, then we're back to the original question. If you say Maisa Shabbos is only Dirabanan, then this is a Shechita Re'uya, and therefore you should be Chayiv for Tvicho Mechira, or Tvicha. So ki kapatri Rabanan Ashara. Always the easy answer. You're right. In Achinami, when the Rabbanan say Patra, it means the on the other two, not the third. It only means it on the Tvicha, on the Avodah Zarah and the Shara Niskal. But by the Shabbos case, you would be Chayiv. Period. So now the Gemara says, let's talk about the other cases for a moment. Toveach la'avodas kochavim, in the case of Shechita la'avodah Zarah. So what do we say? We said that is a Shechita Sheina Re'uya. Says the Gemara, why? And why is that? Aser kivan deshachet beipurta itzerlei. The second that I start shechting itzerlei, it becomes aser. It becomes aser mishuma shchita l'avodah zara. The second that I start, let's say one simen. I'll do two simanim. Let's say one simen. At that moment, stop time. It's aser. Idach ki katavach lav demare katavach. And the rest of the animal, when I finish the shchita, I'm not shechting my friend's animal already anymore because it's aser bahana. For Tvicha Mechira, what's the halacha? You have to shech your friend's animal that you stole. But here, at the first part of the Shechita, it's already Aser Bahana'a. And at that moment, what's the Gemara assuming? Again, another Shas topic. When something becomes Aser Bahana'a, it no longer legally belongs to the person who owns it. It's Aser Bahana'a. That's why the Gemara has to say in two places that Chametz and Pesach is Aser. Why is it? What do you mean it's Aser? Chametz and Pesach becomes Aser Bahana'a. So maybe you could say, well, there's no Iser of Aser Bahana'a, Chametz, because the saying of Aser Bahana'a, I don't own it anymore, so how can I do an Avera? So the Gemara says, Chiddush HaTorah, even though, Shnei Dvarim She'inam Bershusa Shal Adam Ba'asana Kasav Kidu Hei Bershusa, right, the dinner of Rabbi Yishmael, right, so that's what the Gemara has to say that. But that's one whole view, and the Gemara here seems to say it Beferish, that once the leg is Aser Bahana'a, I don't own it. So right here, when I shecht the animal, I start shechting it, it's Avodah Zarah, it becomes Aser to the owner, so why am I Chayiv Dal Vehei, as I finish the Shechita? I'm not shechting my friend's animal anymore. I'm shechting a Hefker animal. Right? Ki katavach lav demari katavach. Right? I'm not shechting my friend's animal. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Ba'omer, Bigmar Zvicha Hu Ovda. Oh, it's a case where you make a tznai that you're not doing Gilashem Avodah Zarah until at the end of the Shechita. So it's at the same time. So that's why you're shechting the other animal. Tosas has an important comment here. He says, so when are you ever chayef for Tvicha Mechira? Forget about a Zara. What about a regular case? The little Tosas in Kivan. A regular case. The second I start shechting it, the animal is nishtane. There's a concept called shinui kone. Right when the animal changes, so right when anything changes, it no longer belongs to the other person. I have to pay back money, not the item anymore. Right? If I steal flour and I bake it into a challah, the challah is mine. Right? So by every case, the Astosvus, you should never be a case of Tzricha Mechira. Because every case, as I start shechting the animal, it is no longer his. Shinikona. And now I continue shechting. So why is it only a problem by Avodah Zarah? So Tosfos answers something that's, he says it a very fundamental answer without explaining it. Tosfos says, V'omeri, no, that's not called a shinui. That's not called a shinui. Why not? Why is that called a shinui? You're killing the animal. Why is that called a shinui? So if you look in the Beis Yaakov here, the Nesivus, the Beis Yaakov's commentary on Ksubis, he says, because in a regular case, you know why it's not called a shinui? Because let's say you stop at that very, you shechted one simen, and then you say, okay, here, take it back. And you give it to the owner, and he finishes the shechita. Is it good? Yes. He can still do the shechita. So you see there, halachically, it didn't change, it didn't become aser yet. And that's why it wouldn't be a shinui regarding that. Here by Avodah Zarah, it's finished. You can't give it back to the owner anymore. That's why it's worse here. If you're doing a regular shechita, so then you'd be able to even give it back and have him continue the shechita, and it would still be able to be to finish it up. Mashe'en kein here. So that's why there's a difference between the two cases. Again, you got to look more there at the Beis Yaakov, but I'll leave it for now. So that's the case of Avodah Zarah. Let's get back to the case of Shor HaNiskal, says the Gemara. Same kind of question. Shor HaNiskal, we said you're Chayef 4 and 5 according to the Rabbanan for Shor HaNiskal. Lavdi Deyu Dekatavach. But 1 minute, a Shor HaNiskal is Asur Bahana'a. Right, so this very much sounds against that Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has difficulty with a lot of sugyas. The Rishonim always try to work it out. Rabbeinu Tam, again, who says that Shor HaNiskal is only usur after it's dead. So, says the Gemara, let's go with the Rov Rishonim, Shor HaNiskal, but it's not his. So why are you chayev for Shor HaNiskal? Amar Rabba, the following case. Hacha Mayaskina, what is the case that you're chayev dal v'hei? Kagon. It's a case where you have a shomer that's guarding an ox. The hizik bebe shomer. And from the house of the shomer, the animal goes and kills. The nigmar dine bebe shomer. And there was a gemar din. Now the animal, the shomer is guarding a shor haniskal. The gan vogane bebe shomer. And the ganav stole it from there. That's the case. And then he shechts it. So that's the case where the ganav is going to be chayav dal v'hei. Ironically, if he had stolen it from the owner's house, he'd be pater, because it doesn't belong to the owner. But from the shomer's house, he'd be chayev. Why? Not because it belongs to the shomer, but because of a different halachic sugya, as follows. Rabbi Meir, Savar like Rabbi Yaakov, Savar like Rabbi Shimon. Two, Shita. Savar like Rabbi Yaakov, da Amar, af mishin nigmar dino, echziru shomer lebalav muchsar. The shomer in this case would be able to give this animal back to the owner. He doesn't have to pay and say, the owner could say, oh, what do you mean? You didn't guard it, and now it's asur banah. No. The shomer could say, this is your animal. I'm giving back your animal. It's asur banah, you're right, but it's your animal. So he can do that, number one. Number two, v'savalak Rabbi Shimon, davar, hagorim lamamon, kamamon dami. Another shas topic. And he also like Rabbi Shimon, who says, something that is not really inherently valuable to you, but it is a substitute for value. Meaning, if it's not here, you will have to pay something. That's considered, therefore, halachically valuable, and it has a price tag. So here, the shomer could give this ox back. So if you steal this ox, now I have to pay back money. That's called davar hagorim lamamon. So that is considered kamamon dami. So if you put all that together, that's why the ganav in this case would have to pay 4 and 5. Because he shechted, didn't shech the shomer's item, but he shechted something that's valuable to the shomer, and that's good enough for dalet vehei. Tosfos here brings up, whenever these sugyas come up, whenever davar hagorim lamamon comes up, one always has to realize there are three overlapping sugyas in Shas. And the Rishonim always discuss what's the difference between the three overlapping sugyas. One great example is Tosfos right here. Tosfos says, why the Gemara quote davar hagorim lamamon? Why didn't the Gemara quote garmi? Garmi. The world of garmi. The Ramban wrote a whole sefer, kuntris dina de garmi. Garmi is somewhere between grama, which means indirect totally. Maisa yashir is direct. And garmi is somewhere in the middle. Meaning, if I go over to your car and smash your headlight, that's maisa yashir. That's a direct act of hezek. If I pour water into my yard, and then the water flows into your yard and ruins your plants, that's grama. Garmi is something in the middle. So for example, let's say you have a shtar that says Reuven owes you $100, and I burn that shtar. So that's called garmi, says the Gemara. Why is that garmi? Because I didn't destroy your money. I destroyed something that shows that you are owed money. So that's something a little bit indirect, but not fully indirect. What exactly is the difference between grumma, which you're putter for, and garmi, which you're chayah for, according to Rabbi Meir? That's a good question. But Tosfos here says, why did the Gemara quote garmi? It's also very similar to davar hagorim lamamon. And what's the third sugya? Hezek she'eno nikar. Right, I've damaged you, but it's not nikar what I did. Also, all three of these have in common something that there's something lacking in the Maisa Hezek. Davar hagorim lamamon, garmi, and hezek she'eno nikar. So Tosfos here has a couple of answers, including the last line of Tosfos is the Ritzbah, which is a huge chiddush. The Ritzbah says, Garmi is only Chiyav Durabanan. Last line of Tosfos, the Ritzbah quotes that, a few places in Shas, Tosfos quotes that sheet of the Ritzbah. The Ritzbah says, Garmi is only Chayav Midurabanan. That's a big Kiddush. Doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. Each of these are a major topic, but one should be aware of them. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Simin Shin Pei Vav, he says, really, there are five. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig always like to say, there are three. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes five, but he throws in Grumma. He says there are five concepts. Grumma, your pots are four. But Grumma, these three, and he quotes one more, Mazik Shibudo Shel Chavero. Meaning if I have something that, let's say I have an apotiki, I have something that's lean to my friend, and I destroy it. So he throws that one in there too. Mazik Shibudo Shel Chavero. These are all important topics to discuss. Biyun. Okay. So far, that's all number one. What's number one? The answer to the question that we started off with today. Remember, we started off with a question of, we have a machlokas or meir in the chachamim, and we said, well, go back one step. The answer, what our Mishnah says, your chayev knas, and the Mishnah Makkah says, your chayev malkus. How you chayev both? It's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir. So why about Bito? Why doesn't he say Bito is chayev a knas also? So he said, no, he does not hold mesum, he holds mesum mishalem lesle. He holds kinle by misa, not just by malchus and mamon. But then we ask a question from the brisa. So now we have another answer to that brisa about the ticho mechira. The first answer was, the shliach did it. So now second answer. Rabba amar lo'olam betoveach adeatzvo. Really, he did it. Rabbi Meir, Lokim Mishalim Islay, Mesum Mishalim Leslay. And really, in general, he would not say, you pay if you're gonna die. Really, he holds Kimle. Vishaini Hani, Techidishu Shechidsha Torah Beknas, Avagav de Miktal, Mishalim. Really, he might hold Misa Umishalim Leslay, but as we alluded to before, Knossos are different. He does not hold of Kimle Bidrabamine by Knossos. And our case is a Knoss. Our Mishnah is a Knas. And Tzicha Mechira is a Knas. Where do you see this? This is Rabba. Remember, this is Rabba talking for Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara says, Va'az de Rabba l'taymei. Rabba, who suggests this, goes according to his reasoning that Rabba also holds Knossos are not subject to Kimle. Where do we see that as follows? Da'ama Rabba. Hayagdi ganuv lo v'tavcha b'Shabbos. Let's say I stole a goat on a weekday. And then on Shabbos, I shechted the goat. So then what's the halacha? My chayav da'al v'hei? Yes, chayiv. Why? Shekfarnes chayiv beganeva. Call them shavu de yisur Shabbos. Because that's a case where when was I chayiv the keren, the principal, on the weekday? So kimle here is only going on the knas, the extra, the four, the three, and the four extra. That's where you're going to be chayiv, says Rabba, because kimle does not knock out knasos. But gana v'tavach b'Shabbos. But if I what if I stole even on Shabbos? So then I'm chayiv even the keren, the principal for Shabbos. Kimle knocks that out. Kimle knocks out. That's misa and mamon. And once you knock out one, you knock out the extra two. Potter. Shemein genevein tichem en mechira. What? Because you're going to say, you have to pay four. There's no such thing as paying three and four. There's only four and five. So if you're missing the keren, the principal, then the knas has nothing to build on. So if in the resha, the first case, I'm chayiv genevein, I'm chayiv the keren for the weekday, so then five. I'm going to be chayiv genev aveda for Shabbos because kimle doesn't apply to knasos. But if I stole it on Shabbos, so the keren I'm going to be pater for, then I'm pater for tvicha u'mechira. Rashi just discusses here, just derech agav, what's the case here where you stole something, what, you're carrying the animal out? So don't we haskin chay no se es atzmo? So you're not going to be chayiv for those. Anyway, so Rashi said, it's not talking about according to Rabbi Nasan, it's not talking about chay no se es atzmo, or maybe the animal's tied up so you can't walk. Got to work out exactly what exactly is the chiyuv. Weiter. V'yama Rabba, similar. Hayigdi ganav lo v'tvacha b'machteres. Then we mentioned a couple of days ago that kimle not only applies if I do something that makes me chayiv misa or malchus, but even a case of rodef. If I'm chayiv me din rodef, what's the case of rodef machteres? I'm tunneling into somebody's house, and at that moment the Torah says anybody could kill me. I'm chayiv misa. If I break something at that moment, so that's kimle b'drabamine. So says the Gemara, that's the case. If I stole a goat before, and then I shecht it in the machteres, meaning at a moment that I'm chayiv misa, chayiv. Same thing, I'm chayiv for the gneva first, and then I'm pater for the knasos. Gona v'tavach b'machteres, but if I even did the gneva in the machteres, pater, then I'm going to be pater, shimein gneva, ein tvicha v'ein mechira. Same exact case. First case is Shabbos, which creates a p'tur. Second case is machteres, which creates a p'tur. By the way, there's a machlokas whether machteres is a heter for the balabayas. Rashi seems to say here the balabayas, or anybody in the world. Right, which is the Rambam Shita. Good, important comment, not for now. V'tzricha, but the Gemara says you need both Shabbos and Machteres, even though it's the same Yesod. And we're going to go with Rashi's reading of the following Gemara. D'yesh min on Shabbos, if I only had Shabbos, mishum di'isur isur olam. Only there Kimle knocks out Mamon, because that's a very serious isur. Shabbos is eternal. Avol Machteres, the isur shahu, but Machteres is a very temporary isur. For that moment that you're in the tunnel, aim alo. So maybe that's not strong enough to knock out the chi of mamon. The iyesh minan machteres, and if you only had machteres, mishum de machteraso zui hatraso. Machteres has its own chumra. You don't need hasra. You don't need hasra for machteres. So maybe that's good enough to knock out. Aval Shabbos de baya hasra emalo, sricha. But Shabbos, which requires hasra, maybe it's more lakula, sricha. That's why you need both cases. Good, machteres and Shabbos. Last section for today, Amar of Papa, a very similar case. If, again, same case, I stole a pow, and then I shechted it on Shabbos, chayiv. Shekfarin is chayiv, b'gneiv, kodim, shavu, de'isr, Shabbos. But this is the chiddush. Haisa para, she'ulalo. What if I borrowed the animal, and then I shechted it on Shabbos? Which is similar to a case of, right when I shechted it, I'm stealing it at that moment. Right? Because I'm not allowed to do that. V'tavcha b'Shabbos, pater. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Acha b'Rav Ravashi. Rav Papa, Paro Asal Hashminan, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? What, he's telling us the case of a cow? What do you mean? He just said that in the case of Shabbos and Machteres. So Amar le Rav Papa, Shula Asal Hashminan. No, the Chiddush is this last line of Sha'ul. Why? Why is it a Chiddush? Right when you shecht it, you're stealing it. So it's just like a case of stealing on Shabbos. No. Sal Gedai Dachamina. I might have thought, Ho of Amar of Papa. Mishas Mishicha Hu De Ischayiv Lebe Mezonoseha. Right when I take the animal to borrow, I already have certain obligations for this animal. So I might have compared this case not to a case where you stole on Shabbos, but this is all beforehand. So Achanami Mishas She'elo Ischayiv Ba'onsei. I might have said that even the other Chiyuvim of She'elo go earlier also. Kamash Shalom, we don't say that. Kamash Shalom, we say, right when you shecht it, it's as if you're stealing it on Shabbos, and therefore you are going to be putter. So we'll have to start, B'ez Hashem, tomorrow with certain uniquenesses of Kinyane She'elo, and we'll get into other issues with Rava. And again, tomorrow, Chayeve Misas Shogigin, a new application of Kimle B'drabamine will come up, even if it's done B'Shogig. Okay, we'll have to stop here.